This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I can hear him peeing. Got a strong scream. Probably writing his name in the porcelain.
Sorry about that.
You're back?
I'm back. Yep. Just one of those nights, man. I hope I don't have to do that too often, but poor guys are sick, so could happen a couple times.
Right.
Oh, coffee's getting me through it, man.
That's what it's for.
Right. Well, now I'm kind of worried because of that kid that just died recently.
Who?
From too much caffeine.
Oh, right. But he had, like, a super high concentration of it, right?
Yeah, well, he had a coffee in the morning and then an energy drink and a Mountain Dew. But I'm sure it was just years of abuse.
Most likely, yeah.
That was me in middle school, man. I was always drinking energy drinks. I had maybe 3 or 4 a day. It was nuts.
3 or 4 a day?
Yeah, man. I was going hard on those things.
I'm lucky if I can try one a month.
Yeah. Well, I bet you that's why I have heart problems now, is I have high blood pressure.
I only have it when I have to pull a night shift that's unbearable.
Yeah. I remember walking into a Walmart and the floor was, like, stained, but it was like the finish was removed because it was just, like, cement and it didn't have the finish that made it look like marble or tile, you know? And
holy crap.
Yeah, and they said what happened was the mini fridge fell over and all the energy drinks spilled on the floor. And after cleaning it up, it just ate away the floor. And we drank that.
You remember Brian, right? When he had like 4 or so, and then he vomited?
No, I've never vomited from it.
Brian did.
Oh, Brian did?
4 or 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. He drank 4 or 5 of them in a row.
Man.
And then he vomited.
It's crazy. Almost caffeine.
Yeah.
Your sugar's bad, but caffeine's probably worse.
There isn't a thing on this planet that is good for us anymore. Everything's bad. Our food is fake. Our news is fake. Our lives are fake. What else is fake? Our bodies are fake sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, gosh, we're so lost.
It's a time of chaos right now, man.
Yep.
Stability is being shaken a little bit here.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Historically, us Americans get pretty hysterical when things get chaotic. Hopefully, we've evolved out of that, but I don't know, man.
We shall.
Ideology is a powerful thing. Ideologies are very powerful.
Yeah. We shall see who are the strong are, who are the weak.
Everybody is, though. We're all the same thing, man.
Only the strongest survive.
If you're in that kind of society, in a competitive...
Yeah, it can change any day, though.
I forgot the word I'm trying to think of. But we're social... We're social animals. We depend a lot on others. Like, we would go crazy if we were just by ourselves all the time. Which is kind of starting to affect me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I'm around my family all the time, but just losing somebody you're that intimate with, it's a different thing. Like, I'm not alone, but I feel alone. Just because I've had...
Right.
That level of intimacy with somebody, and I don't know, I guess it's accentuated because I have the kids basically 24/7 when I'm not at work or when they're not with their mom, but I don't know, it's just weird.
I watched something earlier today. They say that the worst sickness or the worst disease the human race can contract is depression.
Right.
Because depression breeds feelings of loneliness, solitude and etc.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's like the worst condition.
Makes you antisocial.
Yeah.
Cuts you off from
others. I'll see if I can struggle to find it again.
That makes sense.
It definitely pushes you away from people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Pushes you away from yourself, really. You feel so... like, you lose sense of self. You lose sense of what and who you are as an individual. It's weird. It's so disassociative. But, yeah, that's the dangerous thing about it. That's really deep. But, yeah, just today we were watching Inside Out. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I have seen Inside Out.
I can't watch it, man.
Why not?
Because it's, like, I don't know. I'm weird. I have this... like, raw emotions are really powerful to me, and that movie plays with raw emotions a lot.
I cried. I cried watching it.
Yeah.
There are very few movies that get to me, but they usually end up being some kind of Disney movie. Another one that did it to me was the Wreck-It Ralph.
I haven't seen that one.
There's this point where the little girl gives him, like, a medal, because that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a cookie medal. That gets me. Every freaking time. Makes me laugh and cry at the same time because I know it's coming every time.
That's awesome.
I don't remember what point in Inside Out though I cried. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good movie. I just can't. I can't watch it sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Are any of your kids at a stage where they just want to watch the same movie over and over and over again?
Right now, it's Toy Story.
Or have they never really been like that?
Well, it was Curious George for forever and a half. The show, not the movie.
Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Yeah, and now it's Toy Story.
Because I feel like it might happen more with little girls.
I don't know about that. It all depends, man. You know, I don't believe in those kind of terms. Grouping people into generalizations like that.
I've seen so many videos of, like, little girls that are super addicted to Frozen.
Mm.
I think that's, like, the biggest movie that's come out that people got really, really attached to.
Yeah. Well, all the Disney movies play off of archetypes. Just relatable human stories, because there's really only like 6 story plots out there.
Yeah, there's always the hero.
Right. Yeah.
There's always like the hero. It's like the Star Wars one.
Yeah.
Where a hero rises and then this and that and blah blah blah. I had a roommate. I can't remember. He was telling me about it, but a lot of those stinking plots that have like the hero plot in them,
yeah,
are relatable to the New Testament and Christ, and I can't remember he was telling me all about the parallels and stuff like that. Mm. And this and that, but yeah, a lot of people will compare Luke Skywalker to Christ, or they'll compare, I don't know, another movie, I can't remember one off the top of my head, but those ones that have the hero quest
right
plot line,
right,
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, because that's, I mean, you could put yourself in that situation. Because that's what the role of a hero is. It's the person you relate to.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's just something that our species does. I don't know. That's crazy. But, yeah, I think Frozen did such a good job because, like, sibling rivalry is a very common thing. And it just...
yeah.
I don't know. Just the way it plays out, it just has a very... I don't know. Well, you can get sibling rivalry in other places, but it's darker. Popular. This one is more light, more happy ending. It's not as sinister.
Yeah.
Resolves the conflict between the rivalry, I guess. Ugh. Cold medicine brain sucks,
yep,
man.
Yep, yep.
It's not fun. I feel like a fraction of myself. The coffee's helping, though, so that's good. I guess that's good. Send your dream waves.
The sweet dreams are made of these.
I think Marilyn Manson did it better. Oh, shit.
He does have a really good version of it.
I just like dark music like that. Industrial, kind of.
Orange
Nails. Marilyn Manson.
And the guitar.
Yeah. there's a song. Marilyn Manson did a song for Resident Evil. Or was it Silent Hills? It was one of the two. I'm totally fucking it up, but I love it. I think it's great. There's no vocals at all. It's just the theme song, but he just puts his vibe into it, and it's really, it's great. It's not long, maybe 2 minutes, but I really like it. Anyways, back to dreams. But yeah, lucid dreaming. It's crazy, man. Do you know what it is? We have a general idea of what lucid dreaming is.
I wish I could really get into lucid dreaming, where you're able to control it and be aware of
your That's position. It's pretty remarkable. I've done it a few times in my life.
I think I've only ever had one that I can remember.
Well, dream memory is a really easy thing to train your body to do. Just get a journal, just like a little notepad, and keep
a bedside journal.
Yeah, and keep it next to your bed. First thing you do when you wake up is just write down what you remember. And then what I like doing, and what really seemed to help with me, is I'd go back to sleep right then. So I'd set my alarm earlier, just to have that other one. And then you kind of get a feeling of how long it takes your body to get into a REM sleep. But the general tip is like 20 to 40 minutes. But, so you set another alarm later for when you actually have to get up and do shit. But you go back to sleep. And then that dream you have right then, I don't know why, it always just seemed to be way more vivid than all the ones before that. So that was usually the one that I really tried to buckle down and try to
crack your knuckles,
see that I'm dreaming.
Get ready.
But yeah, it's a fascinating thing. So when you're getting into it, get yourself a journal. And then just start doing reality checks when you're awake. Like, look at your palms. That was my thing. I just looked at my palms and, like, ran my thumb across them.
Do I need to get a spinner that I need to spin?
Or like no, it's something you can just... It's just something you can do.
Is this like Inception?
Yes. It's really cool, though. So I would always just check my hands or always look at the time, because the time always changes in dreams. It's really fascinating, but like it'll be infinity, hour, and like peace sign time, like minutes. It's weird. Time is a weird thing in dreams. But so I would just like rub my hands, and I remember this one dream I had. I was in, like, this hotel, and something looked or seemed just weird, and that was kind of a clue that I was in a dream. So I looked at my palms, and they looked kind of funny, like, kind of bloated a little bit, and I put my thumb on it, and my thumb just went right through my hand. I was like, oh, I'm dreaming. And then I just, like, went and did some shit. I can't really remember what I did that dream, but I just remember that. Getting into it and seeing my thumb go through my hand for the first time. That was pretty weird. But yeah, that's kind of what lets you realize that you're in a dream. And then you can just really do whatever the hell you want. I mean, it's your mind creates it and can do what you want with it.
Right. I'll have to look into it, but I remember reading an article that was talking about how they were... what were they doing? They were basically recording brain signals and whatnot when somebody was dreaming. And they did it throughout the day as well on the person with their daily tasks, like they go to work, they come home, all their daily routine.
Right.
And apparently they overlapped. They were like the same thing. So what happens when you sleep is those brain signals are being like solidified almost, in a sense.
Huh.
Your dream is an interpretation of mumbo-jumbo whatever, that they're very hard, they don't really know what causes dreams or how they're made. But when you're sleeping, the same signals and stuff that happen to you throughout the day are like on a recap. As you're sleeping, they repeat themselves.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of your mind making sense of the day's happenings.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there in the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us.